Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Erin Reeves is our guest, A-R-I-N-R-E-E-V-E-S. That's how you spell her last name. Her name, if you want to Google her. Her book is called One Size Never Fits All, Business Development Strategies Tailored for Women and Most Men. Ladies, you got to have this book. You're gonna see yourself. It will help you. Guys, you need to read this book because you're going to want to know what she's up to. Erin, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your book. You want to tell us how we can find you and the book?
Absolutely. You can, as you already suggested, you can definitely Google me. And a lot of information about my firm and the book is available on nextions.com, N-E-X-T-I-O-N-S.com, and the book is available on Amazon as well.
So check that out, folks. Erin, so we're talking about why women get interrupted more than men do, and that sometimes women interrupt other women, but most of the time, when women get interrupted, it's by men.
Yeah.
And I have a theory that I want to get your thoughts on, and if you think there's anything to it, you can share your ideas on this.
Absolutely.
Men are more, when men talk to men, if I know another man knows something. If we're talking about something, and I know he knows certain things about what I'm talking about, I don't restate those things. I stipulate that we know those things together, and then I start with the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is more likely to, even if she knows, the because she wants to make sure that there's no confusion, she will restate the things that we already know. I think that sometimes is what causes men to interrupt women. What do you think?
I think that can definitely be part of it, that women are far more risk averse than men. So men are more comfortable taking a risk and sometimes saying, hey, you know what? We both, know 1, 2, 3. So let me just start at 4 and keep going. For women, there's a risk in doing that just in case it's changed. And, you know, in the workplace especially, women have greater consequences for failing than men do. So they're much more...
Tell us what you mean by that.
So, for example...
Is that real or is that perceived?
No, it's absolutely real. You look at corporations, right, across the board. You look in politics. You look in law. What you see is a lot more women at the lower level. And when you get to the top levels, you see that there's the representation of women goes very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we find in these workplaces is, yes, when women make a mistake, they're much more likely to not be given a second chance than men.
Men are more likely to be redeemed than a woman is.
Yes, and men's mistakes are seen as fixable. Mm-hmm. Women's mistakes are seen as, oh, well, she's just not good enough kind of thing. So women are more risk-averse, and they've been
tried. Is that because... When a man makes a mistake, it's more likely that he's doing it being aggressive, and a woman makes a mistake, it's maybe more like it might not be seen as aggressive, and that's not as attractive. What do you think?
I don't know about that, but we all are more forgiving when the person who makes a mistake kind of reminds us of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've made mistakes in our lives, and when somebody is making a mistake, and they kind of look like us, they kind of look like, you know, how we think of ourselves when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, because in organizations where there's a lot more women in senior leadership positions, then women's mistakes are more accepted. Because if the person looking at you and saying, is this a forgivable mistake or is this a fatal mistake, if they can connect with you and see you and recognize what the mistake looks like as something they could have made themselves,
right,
they're more likely to forgive. And that's one of the reasons that women aren't forgiven as much, is because most of the people evaluating their mistakes are men, and they never made mistakes like that, so it's hard for them to...
That's right. And do you think that women are being judged so micro, in such a micro level that there are more tripwires out there, more landmines for women than there are men in corporate
America?
You know,
I think there are more landmines for anybody who isn't as represented in a particular organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, there's been studies done that show that Asian basketball players in the NBA are criticized for mistakes much more than African-American basketball players. Because there's so few Asian-American basketball
players.
That's
a very interesting perspective. One last thing I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. We've only got about a minute left. I've had other women on the show, women who have been, who have risen to the top. They founded their own company. They're highly successful, you know, CEOs of their own company, or maybe even of other companies. They're a hired executive. And one of the things that they've said on this show to their women listening, ladies, when you're in a boardroom, when you're in a meeting, when you're in a working with men, find a way to get to the point as quick as possible. Do you think that's good advice for them?
I think it's excellent advice. I also think it's excellent advice to just speak up and speak up frequently. And I think the most important thing is if you know what you have to say is valuable, even if you get interrupted, come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Say, by the way, I didn't get to finish this point, but I really want to make it because
that's
I think it's in our best interest.
That's an aggressive move that you need to assume. But guys, take a deep breath and give them a few extra seconds. you don't want to miss any good ideas. Hey, Aaron, will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
Absolutely. Just let me know when.
I've enjoyed having you here. Good job today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Aaron Reeves.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.